Welcome to the show. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. I hope this finds you well. You're listening to the podcast that pulls back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposes the truth about money and investing. Yes, you're listening to It's Your Money. And I'm your host, the Investor Coach, Paul Nichols. Hope this finds you all well today. We are going to do a market update as we have gotten in the habit of doing weekly. And I'm excited to do market update when the market's up. Ain't it great? And then I'm going to close out today with a couple tidbits and some concepts, because I picked up something out of the USA Today, which happens to be, what is today? Today is November 15th, 2010. And that is that senior boom begins amid economic bust. So what we have is a bunch of baby boomers. The first baby boomers are starting to deal with the retirement era and the new chapters in their life, which retirement's quite a bit different than it was for many of the baby boomers' parents. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the rules that you need to learn today when we get done with the market update. But let me go ahead and get into the market update, ladies and gentlemen, and just make the point why I do the market update every week is to reinforce from an academic perspective we believe that the market is efficient, that all knowable and new information is figured in to the price of a security immediately, that only new and unknowable information changes the prices of securities. So we believe the market's efficient. We couple that with the belief that modern portfolio theory and groundbreaking research from Dr. Harry Markowitz, in fact, is a prudent and applicable way to approach investing through modern portfolio theory. And then we factor in some of the brilliant research from Eugene Fama and Professor French with the three-factor model. And what we have is an academic and scientific way to approach investing through structured, super no-load investing, and understanding that we don't want to beat the market, that we want to get what the market will bear, and sometimes it's a bear market like 2008. But ladies and gentlemen, just like I often talk about, we see the market bias of two out of every 3 years is up, one out of every 3 years is down. And in the last 3 years, that's what we've seen. And if, historically, that's what it's been. We have a negative 08, which, on a side note, I believe was predominantly politically influenced more than economically, but it is what it is. So we had a down 08, an anomaly, if you will, one of the worst years ever in the market. And then we've had 09 and 10 that are screaming back just ferociously, which makes us fired up and excited about why we are in the market and why we utilize equities and understand long-term investing and the application of science by realizing, ladies and gentlemen, the market, our U.S. stock market, has been the best wealth-producing tool known to man for those that have stayed in it, applied the science, and haven't gone out and actively chased the market, stock-picked, market time, track record investing, and the techniques and the myths and the speculation and gambling that's propagated by the mainstream industry. I'm starting to get rantish, aren't I? Let me mellow out for a moment, back up. What is the market update then? Well, the market update consists of all the major indexes globally, because we believe that if you apply science, you want to own the entire marketplace. You want to own umbrella companies and sunscreen companies. You want to own U.S. and international. You want to own small. You want to own large. You want to own value. You want to own growth. You want to have cash. You want to have short-term bonds. You want to basically own the entire marketplace, because we don't care what the market does. We're going to get it. We're going to get what the market will bear. And granted, 08, some years it's a bear market. But remember, the stock market is like walking up a flight of stairs with the yo-yo. You know, it goes up and down from years to year, but it's always gone back to where it was before. And this is why we're in the market. See, you love volatility. I know you do when it's up. The challenge is the down volatility, which we need to plan and address, which is why, you, in my opinion, on a side note, you shouldn't have all your money in the market that you need for income, that you should do income planning separate from market planning, and understand that we're going to have the money that we need in the market for long term and the short term, and really for the rest of our life, our income plan should be outside of that. That's another show, and there's all kinds of bonus coaching, by the way, little segue to a commercial. On the financial Abundance website. Just type into Google Financial Abundance. I should pop up on the first page, Paul Nichols, the investor coach. We believe in education because education leads to clarity. Clarity leads to confidence. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to know everything. You just need to know the few right things. This is why you go to professional people to get advice. I have no idea what's going to happen in the market moving forward. Anyone that implies they do, you don't need to walk away. You need to run away from them because what would their motivation be for sharing that with you if they really knew that? So I'm getting off on a rant again. Market update, November 14th, 2010. Let's start with the Russell 2500. This measures small to mid-sized companies in the U.S. We would call these predominantly growth companies. U.S. Russell 2500 Index, year-to-date, November 14th, 2010, ladies and gentlemen, 17%. This is why we own small. Unfortunately, most people don't have very much small in their portfolios because of the nature of active retail investing. Russell 2000 Index, this measures the performance of small cap or micro-sized companies. These would be small to very small, and that's about 16%. Year-to-date. This would be, again, November 14th as of business close. And then we have the Russell 2000 Value. This measures small value companies, just shy of 15% year-to-date. So small growth and value are absolutely smoking. They are the highlighted asset classes right now in the latter months of 2010. Then we jump into the Russell 1000, which measures U.S. large value. That's just shy of 10% year-to-date. And then the S&P 500, which is widely regarded as the best single gauge of the U.S. equities market. And that's about 9.5. So what we're seeing in the global U.S., I'm sorry, not global, but in the U.S. environment, we're seeing small and micro absolutely smoking. It's a beautiful thing. And we're seeing a respectable large value and large growth, just shy of the historic roughly 10% long-term averages. So far, we're good. Now, if you're not in small, you're not catching all the action. Remember, you got to think of your portfolio. I like to think of it as kind of like a 10-cylinder car. You know, if you had one of these fancy Jaguars, you know, and you had 10 cylinders, and only seven of the cylinders were working and three weren't, or five of them were working and five weren't, you'd have a pretty rough ride if you could get going at all. Very similar to the market. If you own only large or only large value and don't have small, and small's up, you're missing the action, okay? Let's go on to international. Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index. This is designed to measure the equity performance of developed markets like Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, Singapore, to name a few. And year to date, it's almost 6%. So, developed markets lagging compared to the U.S., but 6%, anytime we see green, it's a happy day. That takes us to one of my favorite asset classes, just always seems to be in the play, and that is the Morgan Stanley Capital International Emerging Markets Index, which is designed to measure the equity markets, which would include markets like Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Philippines, Poland, Russia, South Africa, Taiwan, to name a few. And we're at 13%, plus 13% year-to-date. Ain't it great? And then I would say our most lagging or the least productive asset class year-to-date 2010 as of October 14th would be the Morgan Stanley Capital International EAFE, which would be representative of Europe, Australia, and the Far East, and it's a little above 3%. So as it relates to the market overall, I hope you're in it all, ladies and gentlemen, because small is smoking, large is right behind it in U.S., then we go into emerging markets. Yay, team! Developed markets, respectable. But the Morgan Stanley Europe, Australia, and the Far East seems to be the dog of the asset classes this year. But yay, team, we got to be excited and turned on and flipped out and fired up at the fact that we are in the green. We had a big green year last year. We had a big green year this year. Hopefully the way it closes out, it makes that red go away, doesn't it? When you start to have these kinds of years. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that didn't listen to some of the fruitcakes out there that told you to sell out in 2008 and lock in your losses, but you stayed the course, I would suspect by the end of this year, most of you, even those of you not well and prudently diversified, should be back to your original or pre-08 numbers. Let's hope that continues. I think with the recent election and the at least concept of some more fiscal responsibility coming to our capital, I think more people are going to be less hesitant to add some money to their retirement plans and to put that money they have waiting on the sidelines back in the market. Realize that the market's done very well, and we're still, 30% off our highs in the Dow, which is in the 14,000 range. So ain't it great? Ain't it great? Ain't it great? Yay, team, touchdown. We love to see when things are up. This is one thing that's interesting of all Americans. In fact, isn't it interesting of all people worldwide? We all have this in common. We want the market to be up. There's no reason we wouldn't want it to be up. I guess unless we're a bin Laden or some fruitcake, but otherwise, we want it to be up. So with that being said, let me get into the spotlight that I want to focus on this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the information you're about to hear is true. The names of the brokerage firms and financial institutions have been changed to protect me, your host. This is Central PA. Every day, investors are encouraged to commit imprudent activity. Typical financial planners outnumber investor coaches 500 to 1. Just the facts, ma'am. Every day I get on the radio, I'm in danger. There is always someone who doesn't want you to hear what I have to say. Being an investor coach is a thankless, glamorless, endless job that has to be done, and I'm damn glad to do it. And now for our strategic spotlight segment.
You know, this week I wanted to share some thoughts with you that I think may help some of you out there, and that is the rules of the game. You know, one of the things I've noticed as an investor coach is that very few people know much about what's going on with their finances, and that can be very disconcerting when you consider that most of us spend the vast majority of our time chasing dollars, you know, for well-being, security, and benefit of our families, etc. What's interesting is one of the biggest things I hear, I absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, there's no question, the number one thing that I hear for most people are apologies for their lack of financial literacy. And you know, I don't believe that's an indictment on most people's intellect. I believe that it's an indictment on an industry that finds education to be counterproductive to the profit and bottom line of the industry. When you think about it, who makes the rules in the financial arena? I submit to you that might be banks and insurance companies and the IRS and brokerage firms and Wall Street and the SEC and so on and so forth, okay? But who teaches the rules? Well, the rules aren't really taught. I mean, most of us don't learn much about finance unless we focus on that as a major in school. In fact, in high school, very few are taught much more than how to balance a checkbook, if that. So when you start to think about all these baby boomers that are starting to retire, ladies and gentlemen, financial literacy is probably one of the most important things you can focus on. Because when you start to realize who makes the rules, that would be the financial institutions, etc. Who teaches the rules? I submit to you, outside of us and a small number of concerned professionals around this country, that most don't. So no one really teaches the rules. And when you start to think about it, by not knowing the rules, what is it costing you? And let me illustrate it in this way. And the intent of my sharing these thoughts with you is hopefully to encourage you to get more educated about finance. And again, you don't need to know everything if you know the few right things. But let me analyze, share this thought with you. Most of you out there, I'm sure, whether you're listening in Australia, whether you're listening in Mumbai or whether you're listening in Chicago right now or whether you're listening right here in State College, Pennsylvania, you probably know how to play tic-tac-toe. Now, when you start to think about tic-tac-toe, most of us probably learned from a parent, maybe a sibling, and we learned how to play as a youngster generally in most cases. The question I have for you is, when did you start to win? When did you start to win at tic-tac-toe? And I submit to you that most people, when I ask that question, they say, when I started to learn the strategies of the game. And so when you start to think about it, you got to ask yourself, well, what are the strategies of the game of finance? Well, unfortunately, you learn as you play. The challenge is with the financial industry and your IRAs and your 401ks and insurance and all the different things is you have to pay while you play. And this is why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, to start focusing not just on accumulation. That's obviously very important. But I submit to you that the industry as a whole focuses on accumulation only. They really don't focus on the distribution or the transfer. Really, they don't really focus on the end game, which is why are you saving all this money? Why are you putting money away to retire and have an income stream? The idea of saving and putting money away is to fill the deficit that defined benefit plans and other types of plans that we have for retirement fall short. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to encourage you to understand, if you don't know the rules of the game, there's not that many rules, but you need to start learning the rules. How do you learn? Well, a great place is the internet. Now, that comes and goes. You got to find reputable sources, but our website's a wonderful place to start. There's a number of resources on our website, books that you can read. If you would like, you can get on a weekly Clarity coaching email that I send out every week, and it's normally a 1 or 2 minute video, something that I've picked up along the week, or something that's going to enhance your financial education, that's going to benefit you, that's going to be value to you in your life. And I do that as a public service. We send it to all of our clients. We send it to people in our database. If you would like to be part of that, it's not a third-party type of thing. We personally create it. Your information is kept private. Just go to Financial Abundance, and right there at the top of the homepage, you'll see Ask the Coach. You can just type in your email and request that. It's called the Weekly Clarity Coaching Spot. People love it. It's generally 2 or 3 minute thing that you can scan during the week, and it's just a little nugget that may enrich your financial literacy and financial acumen. My goal, ladies and gentlemen, as a financial advisor, as a president of a registered investment advisory firm, is I want clients that know what they're doing. I don't want clients that trust me. If they trust me, that's a benefit. I'll tell you, I've said it before on radio shows. I've said it before on the TV. I'm about competency with my professional advisors, not trust. If I trust them, that's even great. I don't even care if I like them, as long as they're competent. I submit to you, in my life, the people that have taken most advantage of me are people that I knew fairly well, friends and family. So it relates to my professional advisors. I look for competent people. If I don't care for them personally, I don't really care. We're not going to go out and have a dog and watch a ball game anyway, okay? We're going to meet and do business. I do that with my friends and et cetera. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's start taking the emotion out of finance. Let's start applying some logic, some education. Listen, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still, but I submit to you that if you stand for something, you won't fall for anything. If you stand for something, you won't fall for anything. And you know what? The truth will set you free. You know, I remember something a friend of mine told me many years ago when he was sharing something with me that I did not believe. And I shared with him, I said, you know, Tom was his name. I said, Tom, and he's a good friend, okay? And you can be direct with good friends. I said, Tom, I think you might be pulling my leg on this one, brother. And he said, Paul, I'm telling you straight up, that's how it is. And you know what? People of integrity expect to be believed. And when they're not, they let time prove them right. Ladies and gentlemen, when you stick to the science of investing, when you get into an academic approach and get away from emotion, information overload, there is not a lack of clarity in this country. There is, or lack of information, there's a direct lack of clarity. I hope that our little weekly podcast enriches your life and gives you some input. And if you want to learn more, there's a plethora of information. There's hundreds of hours of coaching on our website, Financial Abundance, iTunes, obviously you're listening to this. And I hope that my common sense approach to investing helps you. And that you get a nugget here or there. With that being said, I've ranted enough. It's time for me to go to work. It's time to make the donuts and get busy. So I hope this finds you well. You've been listening to Paul Nichols, the investor coach and host of It's Your Money. We believe that education leads to clarity. Clarity leads to confidence, and confidence can result in peace of mind. You don't need to know everything if you have a coach teaching you the few right things. Use some discernment as you're going through and planning for your financial future and the well-being of your family. And hey, if you don't understand something, don't do it. And if you're doing something right now you don't understand, stop doing it. Stop. Use a little common sense, a little discernment. And if you don't know, it's your fault for not getting the information. There's information there. We're offering it to you. It's free to you. I hope that it helps you in some small way. Paul Nichols signing off. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.